Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is, and welcome to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, this time from Bellevue, Washington, in the world headquarters of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. As I've been promising for the last several weeks, the 2015 Armed American Radio, well, what have we been calling it? The Summer Fall Live Broadcast Tour officially kicks off right now. It's an honor to be with you today, and thank you for joining me. So, well, because we're at the Second Amendment Foundation headquarters in Washington, let me go around the table. Mr. Alan Gottlieb sits here. It's great to have you in the Crossbreed Holster studios, finally.
Well, thank you. It's really great to have you out here. We should have done this a long time ago.
We should, and I can promise we will.
Better late than never. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much for inviting us and for hosting us here and allowing us to move the Crossbreed Holster facilities here. And sitting over to your right, my left, is Dave Workman. Dave Workman, the examiner, the gun rights examiner, and everything else, loading, reloading, right? Dave,
well,
how are you?
Pretty well. I'm okay for an old guy. You know, we'll see at the end of the hour how I'm doing. So,
I'll get a report from my mother. You know, my mother loves you on this program.
Yeah, I promised. Hi, Mom. How are you?
Okay, well, we'll hear from her. I'm sure she'll call as soon as the broadcast is over. We've got a lot to talk about. First, let me give you an update on where the tour is actually going next. Boy, I'll tell you, we're going to be all over the place. Here we are in Bellevue, Washington right now, just outside, east of Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
East of downtown Seattle.
Yeah.
It is absolutely beautiful here. If you've never been to the Pacific Northwest, by all means do. Sunday, 8:30, we'll be at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. That's a lot of fun. That'll be my fourth year there. Be broadcasting at the AM 1280, the Patriot booth. Then we're going to follow that up. We're going to do something different on Monday, 8:31. I will be at the Osseo, Minnesota Gun Club, the Osseo Gun Club. Let me put it this way. The Osseo Gun Club in Osseo, Minnesota. We're going to be grilling while armed, catered barbecue. You can head over to OsseoGunClub.com for information and pick up your tickets. We're going to be shooting. Oh, they have fully automatic weapons at the Osseo Gun Club. That will be a lot of fun. We'll make some pew, pew, pew together, so make sure you come out and see us over there. OsseoGunClub.com. That's on the 31st. And then 9:13, Springfield, Missouri, will be at the Crossbreed Holsters Manufacturing Facility. The tour continues. And here's one we'll stop here for now. On 9/22/2015, at 1 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. I'm sorry, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll be in Scottsdale, Arizona. Then 9:25 at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, hosted by you. Let's talk about that conference while we're here together, because it's huge, it's vital, and it's important. What is it? Tell us.
Well, the Gun Rights Policy Conference, this is actually going to be our 30th annual one. It's amazing. It's older than some of my children. The theme is Preserve Freedom. And we have over 60 speakers in the in 2.5 days that the thing takes place, along with receptions and a luncheon. Everything's totally free for everybody that attends. It reads like a who's who in the gun rights movement, from the grassroots activists to leaders of all the grassroots groups across the country to leaders from national gun rights groups. And it's really where we plan and plot strategy for the next upcoming year, and we go over where we're at. We take our own census of what's happened in the past year and where we're going on the road ahead. It's a great place. You get to meet like everybody in one place. It's really the only time that the gun rights movement gets to sit down and work with each other.
Yeah.
It's really important. And the list of speakers is just amazing. I mean, from Alan Gura, who won our two major Supreme Court cases on the legal side and other attorneys involved in all the litigation across the country, to researchers like John Lott. A lot of guests on your show, Mark, are going to be there.
They're all there, that's right.
A.W. Hawkins from Breitbart's going to be speaking. I think he's on a panel with you, as a matter of fact.
Great, that's going to be a lot of fun, too. Heard regularly here now, too, on this program, by the way.
Right, correct. And so, I mean, it's like it's the place to be, and it's free. Registration's free. And all the materials, $125, $150 worth of books that you get for attending as well. You can register online at saf.org. Or actually, you can call the office right now today here at 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. And register. There's still some seats available, and we'd just love to have more people there. And a lot of people, usually about half the attendees, are first-time attendees, and about half the people are people that have been to past ones. So it doesn't matter if you're a newbie, mm-hmm. if you want to get involved in the gun rights movement, if you're already involved in the gun rights movement, it's the place to be.
You know, I remember the first time I stood up on that stage and I looked out, and all my prepared remarks went out the window, because the first thing that came out is Dave, you're over here shaking your head. You probably know what I'm about to say. I looked out and I thought, wow, this is the gun lobby. It's looking right back at you, regardless of which side of the dais you're on. You're looking, as you said, the movers and shakers are right there talking to you, one right after the other, from 8 to 6 on Saturday. You're literally hearing everything from the people that you see on TV, hear on the radio, and read in the newspapers and on the Internet, and you as well. You play a big role in the conference.
Well, I'm there usually just to take pictures and notes, but I frequently have a speaking engagement. I'm not sure exactly which panel I'll be on this year, but I always look forward to it. I think it's an opportunity for people in the grassroots, at the grassroots level, to rub elbows with the people that they read about, the people who write the stuff that they read. They can share information. You know, what works in one state maybe hasn't been tried in another state. This gives people ideas to take back home and share with all those other gunnies out there who don't have the opportunity to attend one of these conferences. And I think that's really the main point of attending for people. You get to come there and then take back a bunch of knowledge that you can share with all the people back home. That's very important, especially with a presidential election coming up next mm-hmm. year. We are going to want to find out where people stand on the issues. We're going to want to compare strategies. And as Alan has said many times, and just a minute ago to you, it's an opportunity to get your brains working together and go in the same direction.
You know, great point. Let's talk about the knowledge that you bring back. It's not just the books. This is a great opportunity for you. If you're interested in attending, visit saf.org, and you'll find all of the information at the top of the page. Just click on the banner, and it's all right there for you. The registration, everything is right there on that page. Great cut-rate hotel room for you. You've got to get yourself to Phoenix, but that's easy enough to do. And the rest of the conference is free. Heck, Alan, you can buy lunch.
Yeah, we provide the lunch.
Provide the lunch.
Two receptions, basically. You know, the reception's really a dinner, mm-hmm. A stand-up dinner, and it's really great. I look at it from my point of view. Some of the best ideas the gun rights movement comes out of these conferences.
Right.
And some of the best networking. You know, somebody tried something in one state that worked really well to shut down the gun prohibitionists, and it gets copied by grassroots groups in other states. The electricity that goes on mm-hmm. between people is just absolutely amazing. So some of the most important things aren't really even on the agenda. It's off the agenda. But I know a lot of people come for the first time. They walk out, and it's like one information overload. I never thought there was this much going on, or I didn't even know about any of this, and I'm just overloaded with information. And the second part of that is that, you know, I've now met people that I can work with in the future. I'm now really a part of the movement. Even if I wasn't, I am now. And it's a great grassroots experience.
Well, you know, that's a great point. When people show up, they do realize, hey, I am part of this, because it is part of the family. And it is an opportunity to meet with you and talk to you and pick your brain and find out, what can I do when I get home? What can I take back from this to my state, as you were saying, the knowledge that you bring back? This year, I think we've got just enough time to ask this question and then get an answer. With the enemies of freedom so well funded today, better than they've ever been, at least in my recollection, I haven't seen it funded like this before. How much more important is the GRPC this year than years past?
Well, actually, I think it's more important because of that. I was going to focus in my opening remarks, as a matter of fact, about that. Because right now, the so-called gun rights movement is being outfunded by the other side substantially, and it's going to get worse as time goes on. And we've got to alter a bit how we do things and what we get for our money and how we approach this. And that's something I think the gun rights movement, at this gun rights policy conference, needs to address and discuss. We don't have the billionaires on our side, you know, right. The Bloombergs and the Bill Gateses. It's really a problem.
Yeah, billionaires. That's with a B, Dave Workman. That's not with a big fat M. Even with a little B, this is dangerous money, because we're talking about $50 million check.
Yeah.
That was written to the Shannon Watts and everybody else. This is incredible.
Yeah, and I've said this before in print, that we are really in a very dangerous time right now because the billionaires with a B, they have decided that now's the time for them to buy the Second Amendment, and they think they can get away with it.
Let me, if I can, I would jump in real quick, a quick example. In Nevada alone right now, Bloomberg has over 20 people paid on payroll on the ground working. On state and local affairs, the NRA doesn't have 20 people in state and local affairs division paid nationwide. That's how scary it is.
Yeah, that is scary, and that's a drop in the bucket for him. When we come back from this break, I want to talk about that a little bit because there's been a lot happening here. You and I have talked a lot going all the way back to 541 here in Washington, now to the gun tax. And let's bring that up. Let's bring people up to speed and why it's important in Iowa, why it's important in Florida. Everything that happens everywhere else affects all of us. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom from the Second Amendment Foundation offices in Bellevue, Washington.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to the program. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom in these Crossbreed Holster studios. We have mobilized. We are in the Second Amendment Foundation World Headquarters in Bellevue, Washington. It is absolutely beautiful here. I don't think I've been anywhere all summer that hasn't had any humidity, so this works wonderful. I may be moving in. Let me know if you have room.
We have room. We have room. We'll put you to work full time.
Boy, it is great here. It really is great. And I'm talking with Alan Gottlieb, the founder of this amazing organization. Welcome to the studios.
Thank you.
And Dave Workman, welcome back to you too, my friend. Great to be in the same room with you guys instead of on phones around the country.
Well, we look forward to having you here. We really did. We were planning for the good weather. We went out and prayed to all the sun gods. And we're glad you're here. We really are.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Hey, I was talking about being on tour. Let me give you a couple other dates real quick. Sunday, 9/27, we'll be broadcasting again from the Gun Rights Policy Conference, both the Friday daytime show, this program, and the Monster Sunday broadcast.
Excellent.
We'll be both coming out of Phoenix at the GRPC, so that's going to be a lot of fun. The following week, Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting in Tucson, and I will be broadcasting from that. But before I do that, I'm going to be broadcasting from the Crystal Palace Saloon in Tombstone, Arizona, somewhere you really need to get to, and I'm going to make that happen. That will be fun. And then, of course, that will follow that up with Tucson. And just got notification today, the NRA has invited me to broadcast the program from NRA headquarters.
Great.
While we're on tour, so we're going to be in Tampa, Wisconsin. We're going to be adding future dates. And just head over to armedamericanradio.com, and you'll find out everything you need to know. All right, let's go back to Seattle. Why are we here? Why we started talking about 541, and that, of course, passed. Now we've got background checks, right?
It was 594.
Or 594, I'm sorry, 541. It's the time change. But, so now 594 passed. We've got the background checks here. Very quickly, bring us up to speed with that. What does that mean for Washington?
Well, actually, it hasn't meant a lot for Washington because basically it's been unenforced to the extent that nobody who's violated has been prosecuted. Nobody's been arrested. So it's on the books, and now private parties are supposed to be taking their firearms to licensed dealers to transfer a firearm to somebody else. And it doesn't appear very many people are actually doing it.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, not at all.
So this is feel-good legislation, basically, like we have in Connecticut. Is it even enforceable?
I don't know that it really is enforceable. I've written about it off and on for months. Alan is certainly privy to what's going on the legal side of this. I haven't heard of anybody being arrested for it. Some of the sheriffs around the state have made it fairly clear they wouldn't enforce it anyway. Mm-hmm. I think you've got it pegged. It was feel-good legislation. It's a piece of trophy legislation, what I call it. They've got something on the books, but what does it mean in the long run? I don't know. It hasn't prevented any crimes that I know of. So.
Okay, well, this is what the progressive Democrats are good at. We talked about it earlier today off-air, of course, and that is just throwing stuff out at the wall. And this is why, regardless of where you are, maybe you're in Minnesota, maybe you're in Iowa, maybe you're in Florida, maybe you're in Virginia. It makes no difference. When we always say this, if they get one inch, they're going to go a mile. And that's what's happening here. So now we've got the gun tax on the local level. What does that mean?
Well, before we even get to that, on this Bloomberg background, billion-dollar background checks that they bought on the ballot, you've now got an Oregon passed.
Right.
You're going to see it on the ballot in Nevada in 2016. They're already out there pushing it to the ballot for Arizona in 2016. And you're going to see it going to other places as well. So, I mean, anything they can do to discourage gun ownership, they're very creative in figuring out ways. And it's not so much the background check itself. Mm-hmm. It's the wording. The devil is always in the details and in what the law says. Then, of course, it emboldened them. As you were just pointing out, we now have the Seattle gun tax. So it emboldens them to go into other areas as well once they get a scalp someplace. You know, Dave mentioned they did it as a trophy. This is how the gun prohibition lobby, it's their idea of trophy hunting.
Right.
And maybe this is the kind of trophy hunting we need to ban.
Yeah, instead of Cecil the Lion. Hey, no, that, I'm glad you brought that up, the AZCDL and everything else. That's an important point to make. And again, the reason this matters to you wherever you happen to be is because what you see happen in Washington, as Alan just mentioned, now marches to Oregon. Democrat-controlled state now marches to Nevada. Is it going to pass in Nevada? Your gut feeling on that?
It's going to pass because they're going to buy it on the ballot. You know, Nevada is not a Democrat-controlled state,
right?
But they're going to buy it on the ballot. And you spend, $15, $20 million in a state like Nevada, and every commercial that you're going to hear around the clock 24/7 for 2 months before the election is going to be, a distorted commercial on why this background check bill needs to be passed.
Gun owners support background checks. It's not a bad thing. We're going to see that, and that's what happened here.
Yeah, that really is what happened here. And believe me, and Alan and I warned people about this. They learned from what they campaigned on in Washington State. They took that knowledge. They ran it through the legislature in Oregon. They're putting what they learned in Washington and Oregon to work now in Nevada. They're going to do the same thing in Arizona and wherever else they decide to go. This is coming to a town near you.
All right, let's go to Arizona. Arizona would be a trophy, no doubt. Probably the gun-friendliest state in the country. Many people would put Florida and Arizona in there. I no doubt rank Arizona number one. I would probably put Florida behind that. Don't know what their ballot situation is, their initiative situation in Florida is. But Arizona would be key for them. So now we march down. AZCDL's got a fight on their hands, as every gun owner in the very pro-gun state of Arizona, Alan.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the real trophy the other side wants, because they can win in Arizona, they can win anywhere. Your state is next.
Let's clarify that. You didn't say that if they win in Arizona, they feel like they can win anywhere. If they win in Arizona, what?
They can win anywhere.
Okay, see, that's the operative word. That they can, and my guess is they're probably going to use a victory. If they get a victory in Arizona, they're going to use that to go right back up to the federal level.
Exactly.
Institutional, is that right?
Exactly. Right. They're going to say, see, the people have spoken. Not that the people were bought and paid for, but the people have spoken, and now Congress needs to move and needs to act. Sure, that's their logic, and that's where they're going.
The thing that I think people also should learn from what happened in Washington State is that it is very important for gun owners to vote. Half the voters in Washington State sat out the election last year, and a large portion of them were gun owners. For whatever reason, they may have thought, hey, my vote's not going to count.
They don't think it can happen. They don't think it can happen. It doesn't bother. It's not going to happen to me.
It's really not going to pass. Nobody would vote for this, and bingo, it gets passed.
Well, the Second Amendment Foundation is here in Washington. They're going to stop it. Somebody's going to stop it.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, lo and behold, blink of an eye, Barack Obama's got a second term. Nobody believed the polls, did they?
Yeah.
Barack Obama has already told us he'd like to run for a third term. But the Constitution stands in his way. So for the first time, he's going to let the Constitution stand in his way. He normally doesn't do that. We've got just a few more minutes here, and I do want to go into this Seattle tax, because there is going to be a lawsuit on this.
Most definitely.
Okay, that's good to know. We've got 30 seconds. Let me read this and get your comments on it when we come right back before moving on. State preemption. State of Washington hereby fully occupies and preempts the entire field of firearms regulation within the boundaries of the state, including registration, licensing, possession, purchase, sale, acquisition, transfer, discharge, and transportation of firearms. I'll go a little farther. Cities and towns and reloader components. Cities, towns, and counties or other municipalities may enact only those laws and ordinances relating to firearms that are specifically authorized by state law. Local laws and ordinances that are inconsistent with, more restrictive than, or exceed the requirements of state law shall not be enacted. That's where we're going to pick up the conversation when we come back, because this sounds like a violation of Washington state preemption. Back with Alan Gottlieb and Dave Workman right after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot, just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication. But in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneoffourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios from out in beautiful Bellevue, Washington at the Second Amendment Foundation World Headquarters, and beautiful it is. I have to take this opportunity to direct you. You heard the spot coming back in. USCCA On Air. This is where you find the latest information up to date for Armed American Radio listeners. The site is designed especially for you. You'll find out stuff before I can even get to it sometimes. They put that up. You'll know about the
promotions before I do. So this case right now, time's running out. The last USCCA instructor certification course for 2015, there's only 53 seats remaining. That is in real time. Just a couple days ago, it was over 100 seats, so they are filling up. Head over to USCCAOnAir.com and participate. All right, let's go right back into it. Alan Gottlieb, we were talking about the preemption. I read part of the preemption statute, at least the highlighted part of it. From what I read, they can't be doing this. That's the way that reads, but they do.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who'd read that would realize what the city of Seattle did by putting in a $25 tax on every handgun, every gun sold, and a 5 cents on a bullet sold would obviously be illegal under state law. We had a suit in Seattle once before, Chan versus City of Seattle, where they tried to ban firearms from, if you were licensed to carry concealed, on from city property. And they argued that, well, gee whiz, it really wasn't a gun measure because we're going to arrest you for trespass. We're not going to arrest you for owning the gun. We're going to arrest you for trespass, so we're not really preempted. And the courts didn't buy it at all. The trial court said they were wrong. The appeals court said they were wrong. And they couldn't get one judge on the state Supreme Court to even want to hear the case to overturn it. And now they're saying, well, this isn't guns either. It's a tax, and we have the right to tax. But they don't have the right to tax just guns extra, because if you read it, pretty much it's the sale, the purchase. It goes through everything about a firearm. The state didn't give them a special authorization to go do it. They're preempted. So I'm sitting here with the draft of the lawsuit in my hands right now, and what we're doing is we're waiting. The mayor hasn't signed it yet. He said he will, but he hasn't signed it yet. As soon as that's signed, we're in state court under the preemption suing the city of Seattle.
How beautiful would it be to serve him the lawsuit the moment he signs it?
We'd love to do that.
I bet that's crossed your mind. Would that surprise you if that crossed out?
No, it probably wouldn't surprise me at all. I'd be standing there probably taking pictures.
You'd be taking pictures
taking
of it.
Pictures,
there'd be,
yeah.
Right, you'd be a column. Oh, for you.
Absolutely.
Well, obviously, this sounds, the whole convoluted thing, this goes back to the throwing something against the wall, see what sticks. And this is, you know, get the inch, go the extra mile. Is there any influence between what's going on, or is there any connection between what's going on now here and Oregon and now with the mayor in Los Angeles and the crazy magazine bans? This is all part of the same plan, isn't it?
Yeah, if you notice the players, the public interest groups and the gun prohibition lobby are the same groups nationwide that are pushing it. The mayors, gee whiz, Bloomberg's mayors against illegal guns, you know, funny thing about that. And you're looking at a lot of the city council members,
right,
from city to city. They all go to the same trade association meetings. They're all involved in the same anti-gun groups. There's no doubt about it. So Seattle's the first one getting hit with it, just the way Washington State was on the background check thing. We were the first state having that go to a ballot. You're going to see this if it passes and it sticks in Seattle. It's moving across the country. It's moving to your city.
This will be a smorgasbord. You'll have every Democrat, every loopy progressive, Dave, will be out there. You're shaking your head. I know. It's going to happen. So what can people do? Let me ask you, can people do? Right now, hearing this in advance, we know this is getting ready to happen. What can we do to help save this off?
Okay, well, first thing is, you have to realize what's going on here. All these municipalities are run by liberal, far left, sometimes extremely far left. Seattle's got a socialist on their city council, municipal governments. They want to set themselves up as city states, apart from every other corner of the state in which they are. They want to have special rules and regulations. To stop that, the gun owners who live inside those cities have to participate. They just can't throw in the towel and say, you know, I'm outnumbered, I'm not going to do anything, my vote doesn't count. Your vote does count. Early in my career, when I was running a weekly newspaper about 30 miles east of here, we decided a school district levy on one vote. They did a recount, came up one vote. Your vote does count, so you got to get out there and use it. Work with the state legislatures. Be sure that, grassroots is really what this is all about. If your state legislator knows who you are and understands that you're a reasonable person, you're a taxpayer, you want to participate, you support open government type things, you're not some crazy loon, they're going to understand that you have an interest in what goes on everywhere in your state. even if you don't live in, say, Seattle, if you live in one of the suburbs, you may go shopping in Seattle. You may go down to one of the gun shops in Seattle. This law is going to affect you. Make that known to your state legislator. And, that's the way you stop this sort of thing. You know, Alan and I did a book about eight, 9 months ago called Dancing in Blood. It was all about the game plan that all of these anti-gunners use. And it really does come out of the same book. Alan discovered this just by accident. We were, working on some kind of a thing, and maybe you recall how you've just stumbled on this.
Yeah,
Alan.
What happened is this whole game plan was done by a PR agency that Bloomberg paid for, lots and lots of dollars. And they were keeping it rather secret. And it turned out that a rabbi in a congregation in Connecticut put it up in a secret place on their website, and I happened to find it. And it was like, oh my God, here's what we here it is, and it's the whole blueprint on how to attack us.
So wait a minute, this is a well-designed effort?
Oh,
this
yes.
is a well-concerted effort.
Yeah,
this is orchestrated.
Uh-huh.
This isn't just fly-by-night by design. Or this is not just little piecemeal groups.
No, but but we didn't talk about it here too. The Seattle tax. Okay, so it's $25 on the sale of a gun and 5 cents a bullet.
Right.
But where does the money go? It goes into a gun control fund to push for more gun control.
Okay. See, this is why I have to make this very, very clear, and I want to push this again. We talk about grassroots all the time here, and you're absolutely correct about that. We can expose it. We can talk about it. We can lead you to that water, right? But it goes deeper than just voting, too. I think you'll agree with me.
Yeah.
When you see an anti-gun piece in the Seattle paper, you have to write that letter to the editor. It doesn't matter whether they publish it, but the editors see it. They know they're being watched. They know people are paying attention. That, in and of itself, is important. Make the phone calls to the television stations when you see a bogus on-air report. Call them out on it. Let them know you're paying attention to what they're putting out. That makes a difference, too, does it not?
It makes a very big difference. It's amazing what one person can do. And again, this is the kind of stuff the Gun Rights Policy Conference we talked about earlier. These are the kind of things we talk about there, and how to do it, and how to get involved in it, and what needs to be done.
Yeah, Alan Corwin has talked a lot about how to talk to the media, and he's done brilliant speeches on how to do that.
By the way, he'll be speaking at the Gun Rights Policy Conference as well.
See, and he's the only, we're going to have to name a segment after you guys, too. Alan's the only one that has the Alan Corwin experience here on the show, so we're going to have to name one after the SAF guys, too. All right, when we come back, we've got just another couple minutes, so let's kind of segue into this. The phony loopholes.
Yeah.
The orchestrated efforts from the left. You just wrote about this, and what I'm specifically referring to is the attacks now against the big box gun shops that are occurring, Gander Mountain, Cabela's, Bass Pro, and a number of others, including the small ones, and we're talking about the 3-day federal wait for the background checks. Can you give us in about 30 or 40 seconds before we go to the break the gist of this, then we can get into the meat of it when we come
back? Well, again, this is all part of the super game plan that we talked about in our book, Dancing in Blood. This thing is an evolving game plan. They find out some new strategy that they think they can work, and they hammer away at it. And this is the kind of thing that is insidious, really. They come up with another loophole. You know, loophole is a word that has kind of grabbed the public's attention. It really doesn't mean anything. You know, for the other side, I'll tell you what, the big secret is the Second Amendment is a loophole for these people.
Ah, you know, that's a great point. Depending on who you talk to is what the loophole is. What never ceases to amaze me is their ability, through their help with the friends in the mainstream media, to create another loophole on the heels of a tragedy. These people are excellent at insidiousness. They're very, very well adapted. When we come back, I want to talk with you a little bit about that phony loophole, get into some specifics of what it means, and a new Pew poll that should have every gun owner worried. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues.
You and I both know concealed carry is a serious subject, and being prepared to protect your family when it matters most means more than just being a good shot at the range. And that's why 135,000 of your fellow responsibly armed Americans already read Concealed Carry Magazine from cover to cover, including my columns. A subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine isn't just an entire year of unbiased gun and gear reviews, it's so much more. It's real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day, just like you and I. It's life-saving information information that'll keep you up to date and prepared. And most importantly, it'll help you be ready and confident to protect your family if you're ever faced with a life or death situation. Begin your subscription today, and not only will you be looking forward to a full year of America's number one publication for responsibly armed citizens, but you'll also automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this offer won't last long, so go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one and the number four, oneofourguns.com, to activate your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. Again, that's oneofourguns.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Pleasure to be here with you today. Michael tweets in, Western Washington dictates all policies, as that's where the voting majority is located. And he follows that up as part of the problem in Washington State is that the voices are stronger in Western Washington, having the denser population. So I'm going to imagine that he knows what he's talking about relative to the urban areas in the state of Washington that are controlling the votes.
He does. He probably lives out in Washington, but he's smart enough to know that.
Well, Michael, we appreciate the tweet. Thank you very much. And all of you who are following us on Twitter, at AAR Mark and AAR Radio. A couple things. First, before we go into the loophole, $75,000, somebody D.C. agreed to cover what now?
Well, yeah, I mean, the judge ordered, this is our case, Palmer versus D.C., that right. knocked out their ban on carry in the nation's capital, and the judge ordered that they pay our fees, and he wanted to negotiate rather than put a court order in, and so we sat down to negotiate. And, of course, it wasn't easy negotiating with the city of D.C., especially when they were on the losing side.
Mm-hmm.
But they agreed to pay $75,000 of our legal fees which really were about $110,000 on that particular suit. But there are certain things that you bill for that you can't recover under federal law anyway. And the $75,000 was pretty close to the part we could recover if the judge were to sign an order anyway.
Okay.
And so we agreed, and we're waiting for our check to come from Washington, D.C.
Nonetheless, though, $35,000 short. So that's why membership is so important, right? Donations of $5, $10, $15, $20 to SAF.org matter.
Yeah. You know, excuse me, a lot of people think that we get all our money back on these suits, and you mm-hmm. don't. Even the ones where you get a judgment, it never pays at all. And on the other side of it, there are a lot of suits you file that, depending on what the suit is, you can't get any of it back at all.
Well, there's a check right behind you over your shoulder. $399,950 signed by Rahm Emanuel that I'm looking right at.
That was the fees we got recovered from suing the city of Chicago for their gun ban in the city incorporating the Second Amendment through the 14th Amendment, making it applicable to all 50 states, which has allowed us now to file all these other suits all over the country. And we've got something between, I don't know, 20 and 30 active suits going on right now.
Yeah, see, this is the organization that has your back. This is the organization that has toothpicks under their eyes while you're sleeping. This is why you absolutely have to join. You have to help. It is no longer fashionable to sit on the sidelines anymore.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I appreciate that.
It's very true, and we have to get people energized for this. I don't think they realize we don't want to see what happened in Washington with the voters that we were talking about to all of a sudden wake up one day and find out that's what's happened to our Second Amendment rights at the federal level, and it can happen. And
yeah.
It can.
You know, this is pretty widely known. I did 3 terms on the NRA Board of Directors, and now I'm very heavily involved here with SAF. Every once in a while, I will run into somebody at a gun range, or maybe even out while I'm deer hunting or something. I'll run into somebody who'll say, you know, you guys in the gun lobby, you should have stopped this or you should have done that. And I'll stand there and I'll look at the guy and I say, well, who the hell do you think the gun lobby is? It's guys like you.
It's guys like
him
that are members of the gun lobby. That's the kind of person that we need on our side.
You bet.
You know, you can go to SAF, just under 1 million members, National Rifle Association, just under 5 million members. For crying out loud, it should be 50 million members, not 5 million members. It should be huge. All right, we've got to move very quickly. 2 topics, the phony loophole, the 3-day wait in about a minute. What are they doing? How are they creating that? What's their game plan?
Well, it's really a fabrication. This is based on the Charleston church shooting, where the guy apparently had a disqualifier. But after 72 hours, under federal law, he was allowed to complete the transaction for a handgun that he bought. That's the federal law. That's what exists now. It's not a loophole. What the other side would like to do is just make this last forever. If you don't complete a background check, if the federal government doesn't give you permission to exercise your constitutional right, they don't want you to be able to buy a firearm. And as Alan knows, and because we've talked about this several times, there are numerous times when a background check gives you a false positive, and people got to go back and they got to fix that up. This is something that it prevents the government from preventing the Second Amendment to be exercised.
Yeah, because that can be used. The federal NICS check after that 3-day period. What they want to do is, and what they're trying to do is, and they're pressuring right now, significant pressure to Bass Pro, to Cabela's, to Gander Mountain, and a couple other ones, to say, do not sell that gun after the 3-day period has expired, which federal law allows them to do.
Yeah.
What they're not telling you is that the FBI continues that check even after the gun has
been
sold. And if there's a reason to find out, the FBI goes back after that buyer. So, but those are the things that are inconvenient. They don't want to tell you that.
And, of course, the other side of talking about this loophole, what they don't tell you is that the shooter in Charleston, South Carolina, when they went and did the NICS check, NICS called the wrong jurisdiction to find out what his criminal record was. And so it wouldn't matter if it was 3 days, 10 days, 10 years. NICS blew it because they called the wrong jurisdiction. So don't blame us. Don't take our rights away. Don't infringe on us, because the federal government can't handle their own business themselves.
Yeah, and this is the insidious. This is the exploitation. They don't care about that fact. They don't care about that truth. They see an opening, they go ahead and take it, and they're going to bleed it and put salt in it for whatever it's worth. Okay, again, about a minute. Got to go here with you. Your latest column talks a little bit about, where am I on this? Where were we going here? Got the $75,000, the phony loophole. What was the last one we were going to talk about?
Well, you know what? I can't remember. We've been having such a lot of fun.
I think actually that was
Oh, the new poll. I'm sorry, the new poll. The Pew poll. The majority likes background checks. Your column about that. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Pew does polls all the time, and this is a significant change from what happened back in December when they announced a poll that had more than 50%, I think it was about 52% of the people thought that protection of gun rights was more important than gun control. Now that slipped back to about 47% think protection of gun rights is more important, whereas 52% now believes that gun control is more important. It depends really on who the audience is, who they do the poll with, but these polls bounce back and forth. And I thought it was significant enough to write about because it once again reminds my reading audience, which I hope is vast, but it tells people, hey, look, you can't just fold up your tent and go home because you think you won one and that's the end of the fight. The fight's on. Get to fighting or get away.
Okay, now that's a great line from the gunfight at the OK Corral.
That's right.
That's absolutely correct, and that was said to Ike Clanton. The fight has commenced. Get to fighting or get out.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what has to happen. Very, very prophetic statement. A lot of it has to do with the phraseology. How is this question worded to whatever audience they're directing it to? And that's how they can shape these polls to give us the information that they want to give us at any given time. But when you see a majority likes background checks, as your column is titled, Federal Gun Sale Database and Background Check, that's frightening. Regardless of who that audience was, that's a scary headline.
Yeah, and I guess it is a scary headline. You know, headlines are written to grab the reader's attention. I won a couple of awards for doing that early in my career. But it does grab the reader's attention. It makes them read to find out what's really going on here. And it wakes people up. As I just said a minute ago, we've got to always be on. The game is always on. If we decide at one point or another, hey, you know, maybe it's time for me to take 6 months off. I don't have to worry about this. You know, Gottlieb's going to handle it. You know, poor old Alan.
Poor old Alan was like to take 6 weeks off.
Yeah, I know.
Too many people. Listen, I want to get enough time in so that we can direct people where to go. We're getting ready to cut it up. You're absolutely correct. Too many people feel that way. Too many people feel, oh, my neighbor's a member of the NRA, or I'll get around to it eventually. In the meantime, lo and behold, now I can't transfer my gun to my neighbor as I've been doing for the last 20 years because I didn't have toothpicks under my eyes. I slept through this, and it's extremely important. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Second Amendment Foundation here in Bellevue, Washington is doing God's work. SAF.org. And Dave Workman.
Examiner.com. Seattle Gun Rights Examiner.com. And don't forget to read thegunmag.com.
Armed American Radio 2015 tour has kicked off. Next, we'll be back in the Atlanta studios. We'll see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from
from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.